Flyabouts a podcast. Conversations with musicians and characters from the Shanghai music scene, hosted by Theo Croker. In this week's episode, Theo chats with bassist Damien Bonzago. And now here's your host, Theo Croker.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Flyabouts a podcast once again with Theo and Mache. Today we're going to be talking to the phenomenal bass player, composer, songwriter, singer, Damien Bonzago. How you doing, Damien? Give us a shout out, Flyabouts.
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah. Today we're filming on location at the prestigious and legendary Cotton Club. Later we'll be interviewing Sugar Mama and Greg Smith. But right now, we're going to talk to Damien. Damien, tell us about where you're from.
I'm from Mauritius, which is a small island on the south east coast of Africa. Tropical place.
Very tropical, very tropical. And how long have you been playing music, and how did you get into playing music?
I, like many people, I come from a musical family, so a lot of uncles, cousins, aunts playing music. So I think it's in the blood, and I think it's the island way.
Did your parents play music?
My mom used to sing.
Oh,
my
cool.
mom used to sing, but my uncles, yeah, they're all musicians.
Ah,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
So is the first instrument you played was bass or?
No, I started with drums.
Ah.
Yeah, I started with drums and went to keyboard and then guitar and finally found the bass.
So how long have you actually been playing the bass?
The bass, I would say around 8 years now.
Oh, cool. That's not that long. Man.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know that. So what, how did you end up at the bass? Like, what was one of the influences or what drew you to it?
I would say since I started with drums, I was really into the rhythmical thing. Mm. And then I went to guitar, which was like all the chords part, and I was still trying to find my way between them.
Yeah.
So when I saw the bass, I'm like, I think that speaks for both of them.
Yeah.
And it's like the thing holding both. So I'm like, alright, I could do that dirty job.
Nice. Who's like one of your big influences on the bass, like another artist?
There's a few of them for their different style and the way they play. There's Mr. Alain Caron from Canada for all the stuff he does on his fretless. Who was he in Shanghai, the Jays, actually. Got Mr. Victor Wooten for his funky stuff.
Oh yeah, know about Victor Wooten.
Definitely. Marcus Miller, without forgetting Mr. Richard Bonner from Cameroon for his African music. And yeah, so many people, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, have you recorded any albums before or worked on anybody's albums before of like notable stature that you're proud of or any projects like that?
If you like, let's say Mauritius, I was working with a studio, like was basically people coming to the studio and having songs and no musicians. I was working for some projects like that and for a few musicals in Mauritius.
Oh, cool.
But here there was a lot more chance to really meet people from everywhere actually, and that was interesting. The move to here was really interesting for that kind of stuff.
So how did you end up in Shanghai? How did you first come to Shanghai?
I was playing in Mauritius and I had a few friends who were already here who went back on holidays and who had to record a demo for the House of Blues and Jazz. Oh. And while I was recording that, I had a studio at my house. And their bass player had an offer for France, so within 3 weeks, they're just like, all right, do you want to come over? So I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. And I came, and it was the best 4 months of my life.
So you started off at the House of Blues and Jazz?
Exactly.
Did you leave after that, or did you stay?
I stayed a little bit. I moved to Hangzhou for the Jay-Z. And I left for at least 2 or 3 months and came back, stayed for a whole year, and left for 2 or 3 months, and it's always happening like that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So how long have you been here in total?
On and off, last Monday was 3 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what can you tell me what it's like, you know, being from the Mauritius but being in China and playing music in China? And maybe like some of the challenges and some of the good things and bad things that you see going on.
Yeah, the big challenge I think being here is like not seeing the ocean. That's definitely the biggest one, and definitely the family side and all that stuff. But I guess it goes for everybody.
Yeah.
I would think Shanghai has been really good in the sense that in Mauritius, most of the gig that you would really have or you'd be able to make a living would be at the hotels, and it's not necessarily something. It's a great gig, but you don't really have the chance to play all the music you would like to.
Right.
So I always felt like I was really limited at some point. I couldn't cross that line.
Right.
And coming here, meeting so many people and so many clubs giving options to people to play, I think it was really the part that really opened. It really opened the way for me, because at some point I couldn't really see it happening.
Right.
And I had the chance to come here with really some great musicians like Johnny Joseph, Samuel Apapule, and Sissy Luca from Australia. So it was a hell of an experience. It was great. It was
cool.
Great. Yeah.
Cool. So what do you see? What do you see like happening to the music world in Shanghai, and like, what would you like to see happen? Like, where do you see it going? How do you see it developing?
Alright, I'm just gonna stop at what I'm seeing happening.
Okay.
I would say 3 years ago when I was here, there was, let's put it 50 musicians for 5 clubs, and now there are like 300 musicians for 7 clubs. So the competition is really getting higher. And at some point, I don't really know if it's some kind of competition or if it's just from mouth to mouth to get the gig and stuff.
Right.
But everybody seems to be able to, at some point, making it.
Right.
And Chinese people, especially here, they seem to be really trying to get close to the Western or like European part, like music, musically talking. And so I think they're really trying to open new jazz clubs and stuff. But I think they're really unfortunate with authorities also, because you always hear new clubs opening and then, we have to be down because we have no faith and police yet or something.
Yeah.
There's a lot of license problem and stuff. So, which is not always easy for the musicians also, I guess. Cause
no, it's not.
you can't really go there and like have a great gig and they're like, yeah, can I see your license actually? Are you allowed to have us playing there, you know?
So there's a lot of bureaucracy involved.
Exactly. A lot. And well, what I would like to see happening, I think it's already on its way. A lot of musicians, that's great. More competition, I think it's the best, because it keeps you really working at home and like really working on your chop. And because we've seen, one of the bad thing here is like a lot of people really get comfortable in their gig, and you know, it's just like, yeah, I'm going for work. Oh no, man, it's not work, it's a gig.
Yeah.
So I think the more the competition is gonna be here, the better it's gonna be musically for the musician to keep their chop going. And what I would like to see more is like opportunities for those who are writing, for those who are doing their original, for new projects. And because it's not always easy to like call a few guys, yeah, you wanna get together tomorrow and let's try to do something. Because not everybody, but a lot of time it's like, yeah, how much is that? Are they paying for it? It's like, yeah, I know. I understand, because I'm here for a living too. I'm trying to make it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's a lot of sacrifice also involved, I think.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So tell us more specifically like about your style of playing the bass guitar, and like some aspects of that are unique about you.
I think since I came here, I was always, because it was really a first experience being involved like in a quartet or a trio, because I would be always in a band with 3 lead singers, percussionists, a guitar player, 2 keyboards.
Right.
So being here, I got so used to hear the guitar and all those instruments, and now I could hear only the piano and my bass. I'm like, there's something missing. So I gradually wanted to add that little thing of chord or... Well, I don't know. It was not like it was missing, but in my ear, I was always hearing it. So I'm like, why not trying to work on keeping my bass where it has to be, but anywhere that I could put some chords or like really get more involved into not only grooving with the drum, but also making it interesting to the piano player.
Right.
So I think that's what I'm trying still to work on, and I'm trying to grow into that.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. So you're working on an album right now, correct?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay, this is a project that I would think started 2 years ago, and which started just like an idea, just, you know, like, yeah, it would be fun to have a CD out for work, to get some work. And then finally I just realized, actually no, it's mostly a personal achievement. I would really like to have an album, because like I said, I try to play a little bit of every instrument, and on the album there's most of the instruments are played by me, except of some tracks that I'm going to be featuring some really great guests. So it started like that, and then it came like a personal achievement, and now it's still really a personal achievement, but my main aim is really to really bring something new to the music of Mauritius, which is the sitar, which is a 6/8 or 12/8, and to another level, which, yeah, I think there's a lot of trying to bring my country in front and my culture in front also. But I still do love rock, I still do love jazz, so I'm trying to have everything combined together, and trying not to make it to get people not to confuse, I guess.
So what kind of rock music do you like?
I'm pretty much into anything pretty easy to listen to. Even if I love AC/DC, I wouldn't mind rocking on some AC/DC,
yeah.
But I would stay around, let's say some soft ones, some Coldplay, some, I love Joe Satriani, because he's a virtuoso of the guitar, and he's really melodic, and I listened to Metallica the first time because he played with the symphony, and that was awesome. Like all the arrangements and stuff, bring it to another level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think I would listen to anything. I would listen. I'm open to anything.
What about jazz? What are some of the jazz you like to listen to?
My first approach of jazz was when I joined that quartet when I came to Shanghai. The quartet named Natural Jazz. So the singer would definitely do a lot of Ella Fitzgerald and Natalie Cole. So I started with Ella Fitzgerald, and I'm still really into her. And
and
Shanghai, like I said, is really the right place, because every Saturday there's the big jam, and you get to learn so much out of the jam. You know, people playing so many tunes like I never heard before, because we're not really into jazz music in Mauritius. So. Yeah. I guess I'm still really learning into that side of jazz music. Yeah.
So, Damien, tell us where you see yourself in 5 years.
In 5 years? I was telling you where I'm hoping to see myself in 5 years. All right, in 5 years, I would hope that I'll have at least 2 records out, and I'll be at least having my band, which could be a quintet, or like, who knows, an 8-piece band with the horns and everything, touring in some festival. And I would be targeting mostly the Creole festival, New Orleans, Dominican Republic, and but I would really love to be able to play my own music, and to travel with that. And even if I love what people write and stuff, I would still be playing whatever people are writing. But it'd be a big achievement if in the next 5 years I could see myself on a stage playing my own tracks. That'd be really, really interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
So where are you performing now? We want to come check you out. Where can we hear you?
Yeah. At the moment, I'm on a contract at the CJW in the Sintendi. I'll be there until January. Yeah,
that's every day but Monday, right?
Yeah, exactly. 6 nights a week except Mondays.
He's a working man. Hardest working man in show business.
Yeah, I think it's a good warm-up every night for me. I think it's really like, it's a good warm-up.
So do you feel the urge to go play when that gig is over?
Oh, definitely. Because when you're there, you know, it's like, it's a gig. You do what you have to do. You have to earn a living. But it's still music, and I play it. But I really take it like a really good warm-up, because then I'm really ready to go home and really work on my tracks or go somewhere else for a jam and really play. Mm. And yeah, yeah, a gig is a gig. I always give whatever I have. So
cool.
Yeah.
So I have one last question for you, Damien.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me who is your dream band? If you could have anybody in a band to do a record, anybody in the world that you want, dead or alive, who would it be?
A dream band. Oh. That'd be interesting. I'm influenced by so many people, man. It'd be hard. A dream band. That's tough. I would think of a drummer like, I don't know, Simon Phillips from the Toto, because he's so open to so many different kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Even if all the rest, they are all good in their way. Who else? I would see another bass player in the band.
Really?
I wouldn't mind. Oh yeah,
cool.
I'll go for it. I don't know. I really can't say because I'm so influenced by so many people. So I would see them all in a few different tracks, in some specific tracks.
Right.
I would love to have all of them ready for the next track. All right, this guy is on for that track. and yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, you heard it here, right here on Liabuta with Damien Bonjigu.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out, everybody. Stick around. Where can we hear some of your music at?
myspace.com/DamienBonjigu.
Spell it for us.
DamienBanji. Oh, excuse me, I forgot my name. All right. It's DamienBanjigu. There you go.
Cool. All right, everybody. Thanks for coming out and take care.
Thanks for listening to the Liabota podcast. Tune in next week for more interviews from Theo Croker and Liabota. Be sure to check out Liabota.com for music reviews from Shanghai's live music scene, reviews of albums from around the world, editor's picks for weekend shows, and more. That's LAYABOCI.com.